Hey everyone.
So welcome back to The Ruben Show, the Ruben podcast, brought to you by Anne. Do, 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 do. That's my new jingle. I hope you like it. I know you like it. Thank you so much for tuning into this podisode. Thank you so much for liking, for commenting, for subscribing, retweeting, reblogging. Goodness, snapping, sharing, and all that good stuff. Thank you so, so much. And thank you so much for allowing me to join you in whatever it is you're doing. Let me know what you're doing. Leave a comment down below, up top, wherever it happens to be right here, right now. Thank you so, so, so much. I am forever grateful. I truly am grateful. And right now, you are hearing this podcast from the ground up. It must be so amazing to be a part of this process, right? But please let me know about your process. Like, what are you doing? What are you going through? Let me know so we can uplift each other. Now, with all of that being said, baby doll, this podisode is going to start markedly different from every other one that I've done. Of course, you're up to speed. So you know my train of thought and everything else. But with this one in particular, well, I'm just going to start by reading an excerpt from a book which I frequent quite often. Oh, and BTW, by the way, the voices which I will use don't have anything to do with the people in question necessarily. However, I need a way to differentiate between this person saying this person saying that. So any connotation which you want to describe from whatever I say is not to me. But anyway, on with the show. So, let's get started. Oh, and also, names of places and of people have may be omitted or changed for privacy and security purposes. Thank you. Everyone is so salty over the fact that he's a celebrity / YouTuber, but in reality, he's worked really hard for this role. I don't think he suits the part well.
Show me the receipts.
I think you need to remove that fat chip off your shoulder. Nope, I'm in film, not Broadway. Receipts?
There are none.
You're in film and the... You have the audacity to moan about people not auditioning.
Yes.
Do you know how the industry works? You're an actor or dancer?
I'm a director.
I know how the industry works. I've been professional for over 30 years, so please come back when you have something other than
receipts to say,
and you can put a decent argument together.
Showreel, headshots, website, resume,
auditions, workshops, training! #Hashtag. More than one way into this industry. It's never been a one-way profession. Wow, my notifications are blowing up tonight. All I ask for is receipts, of which there are none. How the fudge do you know? You was bloody accountant or agent?
I don't.
Which is why I'm asking. All I did was say my opinion, and look what happens. Asking for receipts? Hold on, I'll message him now and I should send you copies. I'm sure once he's had your approval and expert eye on them, he'll feel much better.
FFS.
So, as a director, I'm assuming you know of the very definitive process and training that actors should have to go through to qualify for any creative job. You can declare yourself as an actor, or even a director, I suppose, and then pursue it afterwards. But please, tell me of any given time in the known universe when this person in particular has done much of anything to be worth such an incredible platform when compared to,
I don't know,
anyone? Yes, you can be plucked and placed, but anyone pretending otherwise is at best deluded, and at worst, a moron. Money makes the world go around. But tickets over talent is something I'm sure even you can see through. I pray for the day when I can pause a little bit on the hustle and walk into rooms and get the gig on the very first go around. But hey,
Maybe a little TV fluff can get me where I need to be quicker. Acting, I guess, is at its core, pretending. Chip on my shoulder? No. But I was conditioned to believe that one should had to earn their stripes just a little bit. As I said, there's not one route to profession, and there never should be. People come into it at all stages, from all directions of life. Just because that's the route you chose does not mean it's the same route for Mary from Portsmouth. This is where the chip on your shoulder is very evident. All I can say is of... If I saw your name applying for a role I've auditioned for, your attitude would mean it goes right to the bottom of the pile. You may be uber talented, but never at all conceited, I'm better than anyone else attitudes just don't wash in any of my casts slash company, and if there was, they would be out faster than I came in. This, kids, is what happens when I give an opposing opinion. I'm with you. It's almost always this attitude from people already in the industry. It happened to a friend dating a celebrity going into once. Then 3 months later, he found he'd been cast in this alongside him for 6 months. His posts on social media, very evident and public, made him look like a word I shouldn't say. And I wouldn't have wanted that conversation on, say, the first table read. Okay, since when am I pretending that I'm better than anyone else? Here's me thinking I have to do all this work when you can float to the top. I'm in my very own lane, and if I wanted to be anywhere near anyone else, then I would be. I guess, why walk to another country where you can fly or teleport? More than one route? Great, but people are operating like he's this hidden gem not being used for ticket sales and nothing more. He can sing a tune and doesn't have two left feet, but is passion not qualify anymore? Just a... hey, I'm here, kind of thing. The very moment I see anything in the likes of headshots, or even hearing his fifth cousin twice removed was an actor or something, I'll shut up. How do you know he hasn't got any passion? Do you know him? Show me the receipts. Here we go again. Receipts? Where is this, Sainsbury's? No, hon, it's Great Trails. He just sent me to show you that, FFS. Prove it. If you can, then if you can't, then it's fine. He can sing and dance great, but anyone can be told what to do and when to do it. Like actor, he is not. He has a few videos out and he's been on reality TV. Prove what? And I have nothing to prove. He will prove himself or not when he takes the stage. He owes you, owes you crap all, and neither do I. You know what? You are absolutely right. He is not compelled to do any of the work, hustle, workshops, or in fact, anything. He, just like anyone else, can go on a mainstream TV show and then get catapulted into some of the biggest acting shows in all of England. Thank you so much for showing support for floaters. Is he a celebrity or just a boy with a camera? Yet, how many others have to do an ungodly amount of background work and then go on 10 auditions and be called at each one to get to the next step? He has nothing to prove, but somehow everyone else does? Find me any actor without any kind of anything backing them up, being so, and be given an opportunity that people give up everything for. Money talks, talent is extra. Welcome to life. It's not fair. Get over it, you might get somewhere. Take the chip off your shoulder and understand that it's never going to change. Okay. So you are casting. No headshots, no prior experience, no passion, nothing but being on TV once and having a couple of million subscribers. But no, he might make you a crap ton of money. Let's make him audition just to say that we have. But we're going to give him the gig anyway because he's humble and passive and quiet and he's a good little boy. Maybe we'll launch him, but we need bums on seats. Oh yeah, and this is going to be a blockbuster hit. Thank you for letting me know that I wouldn't want to be anywhere near a film of yours. Telling people to step to the left or right doesn't make you a director either, and I would rather shoot myself in the foot than be vapid with no integrity. I can play the game more than most when given the chance, but the cheek of it is that he doesn't even want to do PR and pretend like he gives a crap. Show me the receipts. Do you know he has passion? Send me a vlog.
Cool story, bro.
Life is not fair? Get over what? I don't want to be in any niche that allows that to happen. It's not about fairness, it's about having integrity, respect, and taking food off someone else's table. People like you attract nothing but my disrespect. Nothing will change if people allow these things to happen on any level. Sorry, I forgot. He's taking food away from this actor's table, that actor's table, because he's really struggling to survive. Do yourself a favour and go to sleep. Much well past your bedtime by now. Can we stop arguing, please? I literally just had an opinion that you clearly oppose. Instead of saying you politely disagree, you demand me to show receipts and being rude in general. There's no need for this. No. It's about the countless amounts of unnamed actors. I hope you have a very good life being exactly the way you are. Things will never change if we passively do nothing. But it seems like you like it that way, so... yeah. Being rude does not make a person wrong for having a point, which is yet to be rebutted. Tell me a more polite way to say, prove it. He's worked hard for this. He has? So what's his blog? You didn't care, and neither should I. Right?
Ayo, we are all on the hustle, we're all on the grind, no matter where you are in life. Heck, even if you just have I didn't want to say regular schmegular, but if you just have a 9-to-5 job and, you're just living life, maybe you're hustling in another way. You're hustling to a relationship, you're hustling to get your food on the table, you're hustling to find the best TV show to watch. Who knows what your hustle is? Let me know what your hustle is in the comment below so that we can support each other. However, goodness me. And you know what? If you're in that bubble of perfection and glitter and rainbows and all that sort of stuff, and someone calls you and says hey, do you want this cool fancy job which you can tell all your friends about? Then hey, if I was in this position, then maybe I would do the same thing too. But the difference between me and him is that I would at least pretend like it was something that I'm passionate about. Like, my passion is real, honey. It is. And I've gone through too many things which I know that I did not have to go through just to be happy about my life. That's clear. Definitely clear. However, I have yet to see anything like, hey guys, so I'm auditioning for this thing and that thing. I never knew that I could do acting, but hey, I guess as a dancer, it's just an extension of my artistry. Or something like, you know what? Looking back, I've always been in every single school play, and I guess, acting is just like a great sidestep. Something like that. Like, the people who are where they are right now, it's like they don't even want to pretend to care. And to me, that's what hurts the most. Heck, I want to get to a place where I can get something based on my name and not much else. I'm not going to lie to you. I want that, definitely. I want my name to represent what I want it to represent. I want people to hear Ruben, RBN, Barbie and Stills, 1964, all those kind of things, and know, okay, quality, integrity, talent. I want that for myself. However, the difference between this one in particular and other ones who have arguably gotten to the same place that he has done is that, first of all, he seems to be moving a little too quick for my liking. Then again, I'm not here to do your hustle or your grind, but the fact that you can get on one TV show and then ping to another, it's just a bit, oh, okay, is that easy, Miss Thing? Why am I thinking that you have to go to these workshops, all these auditions, and find casting calls and all these kind of things when you can just literally show your face on television in the right way? And then after one audition, God of me, the spirit's coming out of me right now, girl. after just one audition, and I have friends, I know of people who are in that process. Girl. Even dancing workshop auditions, you have a team of dancers around you, and then you get, okay, cut, 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 and then you
You know what I mean? Like, it means something. It means something. It means something. And the thing about the social media comment that he made is like, Miss Honey, I have no problem about showing the world who I'm working with. Like, this is my coworker on tonight, and that's all it is. But think about other people who seem to just like hop and jump into where they need to, where into, okay. I mean, it's almost like, where are my words right now? And it's true, I'd rather chop off my own leg than to be vapid with no integrity. I can play the game more than most, and anyone who wants to take snippets of this podcast and give it to whoever, do it, this thing, because I'm recording this right now, and this is for public consumption. Do it. But where I want to be, you know, where I want to be is arguably quite niche, and nothing which I can see with my own eyes lets me know about where that is. So maybe I'm coming from a place of artistry rather than a job. But even still, of the people who from 5, 10, hell, even if you're 50 years old and it's nothing but your lifelong dream to have this one thing in life, people come from all walks of life, all around the world, get this one thing. And it's like, it's almost like pissing in someone's face. Literally, it's almost like pissing in someone's face and being like, yeah, girl, I can, no, none of the work, all of the credibility. Because, what frustrates me is that sometimes letting people into your process can be very exhausting, I understand. For both you and the viewer. However, people assume that just because you have the job or the title means that you did all of the work. All of the work. How much time do we have left on this episode? Okay. Once in a lifetime. It seems like a couple of lifetimes ago now. But the very first job which I had, quote unquote real job, was working in a fast food restaurant. And of course I've done fast food retail pretty much the entirety of my being, but this one in particular was my first job. And the way it was set up was that you have burger A section, burger B section, the kitchen section, the chicken section, and like the fry section, and like the back where you do admin and stock and everything else, and also the tills. Now I was put on burger section A. And all throughout that, I was like, wait, hang on, girl, I have to put this incredible personality. And it's like, why am I stuck in burger A section? I should be on the tills, right? So they were like, no, you're good here. I want you to be here. And then weeks passed, and I was like, and I had to cover someone else's side. And I was like, I had not been trained anywhere else. This is the only thing I know. So then they forcibly make me train throughout all of the kitchen and everything. And I was like, okay, I've worked hard, I've proved myself, please can I just go on the tills? Because I feel like I was better suited there, that's just how it is. like, I'm not very heavy lifting, all those kind of things, it's just not my forte. I'm sorry, but it's not. You can say about that what you want. But then this other person who came in a long time after I did, and then all he said to the manager was, you know what, I'm bored up here, I didn't like it here, I want to go on the tills. And I just said, oh, okay. And then he just walked past on the tills for the rest of his time working there. I'm like, excuse me? So when you just show that you don't care, you get where you want to be, right? Is that the message which you're trying to tell the children on today, universe? Just pretending to be like, oh, okay, and like, huh? Whereas someone, it took me so damn long to get to the tills, but at that moment in time, I wanted to transfer to another location. So I was like, okay, I have to learn the tills because when I'm in the other location, I'll be expected to the tills, so I have to learn everything here. And they were like, oh, okay, fine. Eventually, because they had to justify it so much. And certain people, and you know what, you're not going to make this about race. You're not. That's not what I believe.
right now, but, well, but, there are people out there, certain people who are like, you know, let him just prove himself just a little bit more, and then see people out there who just, like, just walk from thing to thing. And hell, if you have it, then use it. But, like, you're not even going to pretend like you're working hard. I don't see any kind of portfolio. I don't see any kind of web. Is it on his website? He's not being marketed as this amazing, fantastic new actor who, oh gosh, did you know this guy can act as well? No, he's like, look at the star. You know, but what's behind it? What is behind it? Goodness me, we're running out of time. Goodness. It's literally just like a kick in the mouth. Sometimes. It's a kick in the mouth. It really is. But it opened my eyes, though. It did. It did. And it's like, people know it too. It's not a secret. Is it? Where is it? Where is this secret knowledge? Let me be clear. I'm not taking away from anybody's quote-unquote hustle, grind, or career, occupation, whatever you do in your life. I don't want to take that away from you. But let it be clear. I am not a jealous person. I have my own life, my own goals, and my own set of integrities and values. And it's almost like, I'm thinking, do I want to be anywhere near somewhere that does that? Money makes the world go round. Money talks sometimes too. But it's like, no, you know how to operate whatever company you have with integrity. You know how to do it. And it's like, damn, it's strange, right? We live in a world where you get further in life by. He's a good little boy. He's quiet. He's safe. He won't make noise. You know, he's passive. He's, oh, cute. Puppies and rainbows. This one, he's dangerous. If we do one thing wrong, he'll tell everyone about it. He knows too much. Girl. I mean, I'll end by saying this. There's a reason why people who have gone to university don't get certain jobs. Knowledge is power. Education is the best tool you have in the entire world. But giving him an opportunity. Okay. And that's all I'll say on tonight, girl. But after all that, I came here to say this. Hey, yo. I can play the game too, you know. But for some reason, I taught myself to have integrity. But sometimes in life, you get further by having none. And I'll leave it on that. So, just how I did a podisode entitled Dating and Reality TV. Miss Thing. Oh. Get to where you need to get to. Do it. Do it. Okay. You know what? Sometimes I almost think that I shouldn't have seen that. Because it's like, oh, wow. Now I know what to do. Now I know what the world needs from me in order to get what. Weird. Oh, well. Anyway. Oh, girl. I actually have
Ugh, you know what I mean? I mean... Okay, so... So, yeah, comment, rate, subscribe. All those kind of things. All those kind of things. The squeakiest wheels might get the most attention. However, the cleanest, most quiet wheels get pushed the furthest. Heck. That's what PR's for, right? Thank you so much. Tune in next week for the Ruben... Goodness me, he missed my outro too. Tune in next week for the Ruben Show. The Ruben Podcast, brought to you by N. Hugs and kisses.